Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Hey, look at there.
Are you guys at the Tequila Volteo users ticket campout?
Yes, we are. What, no, are you? What about you?
Are you here?
Yes, sponsored by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning.
Yes, wow. That's exactly where we are.
So we're
in
the same place.
I can't believe you figured it out.
I know.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to apologize to Matt. Apparently, our tents were really close to each other. And mine was cutting through steel, like multiple plates. My snoring was cutting through steel last night.
I didn't know you saw logs like that.
If I'm
certain situations,
just a tad tipsy.
It was impressive,
and I also, I'm like, I gotta go to sleep. I'm trying to make myself force myself. I'm like, I've got like 5 hours of sleep. You got to go to sleep right now. Go now. And I think the pressure builds up inside, and it manifests into massive snoring.
I mean, because I sleep with the sound machine, so I was hearing it through the wall and over my sound machine, hearing his snoring.
Did you get it from Miami?
Gloria Estefan gave it to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so there is
you want to do that Congo?
There is a body of water that we're staring
conga.
At.
Yeah,
Congo.
That's what I mean.
Oh, did you say that because that's Donovan?
Do the Congo. What did you say last night?
Garibu.
Oh, he was talking about Hellebuck last night.
Okay.
Oh, he's a sieve.
I was like, sieves.
You mean a sieve? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
All right.
A sieve.
The conga. I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Norm.
So we're staring at a large body of water right
yes.
now.
Yes. The okay. ocean? The answer is
big
no.
water. Ocean water.
So just assume, Donovan,
is it Lake Michigan?
That you were comfortable diving into a lake.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather dive into the lake that you knew, someone told you, they have a piece of paper and it says, there is one alligator in here.
Okay. I bet there isn't there.
There is one African anaconda. Aren't they all African?
Whoa. Well, some of them are probably born in America now.
I looked at him.
Idiot.
Or a lake with five piranha. Now, odds are they could be at the other side of your jumping off point or not even near you or not going to bother you or whatever. But what do you fear the most that would get you in your one jump into said lake?
I would think the gator, right?
I don't know that five piranha could debone you.
Man, have you seen that movie?
Piranha or Piranha 2? Or the, Piranha 3 with the flying ones?
See? They have wings. They're like roaches.
I want to say alligator.
I would say gator. The anaconda is probably the scariest because
I've been in lakes that have alligators.
You're done. I feel like alligators don't want to mess with you, though. Right? But what if you dove in and, your hand touched the tail on accident, and he's like, what?
What if you jump in with gator boots, though?
And he's like, that's my dad.
Yeah. Right.
He's like,
I can't believe it.
Chomps off your leg. Problem is with piranha, they just keep nibbling at you, and eventually you'd have to stop. Man, I just don't know. Because they can chew pretty quick.
Dude, you've seen the video of them chewing through steaks.
But that's
like 5 seconds.
School of them.
Steaks?
I mean, five.
T-bone or porterhouse?
Meat. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, it'd have to be a T-bone because they put like a cow leg in water and they just debone it.
Yeah. Instantly.
Yeah.
That would be the worst way to die.
Yeah, because
it would get like they get your leg first, and you're like, well, here we go.
But the alligator drowns
you. It's like a cartoon.
He doesn't just eat you. Like, he takes you to the bottom and drowns you and holds you down until you stop moving, and then he comes back and eats you.
He doesn't go back and forth like the cartoons, just kind of splashing you on the water.
Yeah, but I mean, think about that, though. That would really suck, getting tugged under there, and then you're just sitting there being squeezed by a gator going, well, this sucks, but how much worse would it be if five piranha went from your toe all the way up, because you'll be alive.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then just keeps gnawing.
Yeah, that's bad. And I didn't know the gators can tug you underwater like that.
Oh yeah,
it's impressive with those little arms.
Can you guys, or how little sleep can you function off of at a high level, and work at a high level?
5 hours.
Nah, I could. Give me a couple hours of sleep, and I can wake up and give you fantastic broadcasting. But then I need to go back to bed right after I'm done.
Yeah.
Just need a couple hours. Maybe need to shake the rust off a bit. That's
but what
all.
About, okay, what about.
It depends if we're drinking,
recharge,
then I need more.
Well, okay, that's the next question. But forget about the broadcasting and going back. You can't go back to sleep. I'm saying you have X amount of sleep, and then you have a 10-hour day where you have to function. Not,
yeah.
You know.
No, I got about, I would say I got about 5 hours last night.
Yeah.
And we were I think we were going at it pretty heavy last night.
So I think 4 is the bare minimum.
Yeah, maybe 4 is probably about right.
You guys.
Without drinking though. I mean, if
well, that's the other thing. Right. Okay, can you function better massively hungover or massively sleep deprived?
It may not sound like I'm functioning well with my voice, but I'll be okay. I can recharge pretty good.
I think
that's
hungover
good.
For me cuz I've done it enough. I sleep.
You just fight through it so hard.
Yes, you just fight through it. And you're like, I got to make it to 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I'll go to bed instantly.
Well, it sounds like you got everything out of your system last night. Mouth wide open, making all that noise.
My
Hello.
God. If it happens again tonight, I will record it.
Yeah, you should have last night. Would Cooper Flagg understand Dallas Sports Radio if he flew in last night and listened to the postgame show?
No one would.
Like, would he be like, what city is this?
That was remarkable.
I mean, there are Stars fans who didn't understand.
Thank you.
It.
I'm just imagining your routine of getting in the car and listening to the postgame show as you drive off, ready to celebrate this 3-1 series lead, 3-1 win. And they heard everything that we did last night from the very beginning.
Everything
like,
going
that was
on
a
right now.
Shock to the system.
Big time.
You can introduce me?
Hey, look at that.
Oh,
there
look who it is.
Kat. You need to push that button?
Yeah.
No. I was on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Hey,
Jeff Catlin.
Man.
How did you find your way out here? It's a secret location.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know where we are.
My flight was extremely early.
Okay.
Wow.
But I will say instant feedback on Star's post last night. I had several emails this morning, maybe a half dozen.
Are you serious?
5 of them were, this is the best compound post game ever.
Uh-huh.
And one was, I'm never listening to this sophomoric crap again. What happened to Stars content? So I'd say 80% positive is
okay.
Fantastic.
Was the one from Bruce Levine?
Boy, that was the straight man being played in any program you have.
So
Bruce was
he
awesome.
He was fantastic.
Night.
He both he and Michael
yeah.
were great trying to waddle through what we were throwing out yesterday.
I feel bad because I knew Michael's dad was in local
yeah.
media, radio, all that stuff, and so I was telling George and Craig that. I go, hey, you know, his dad worked, and they're like, is his dad Larry Dixon? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. They're like, oh my God, he like worked at KVIL and all this stuff, so we get on the air, and they're like, hey, Michael, you know, I knew your dad Larry, or know your dad Larry. He's like, yeah, my dad's Skyler.
Yeah, and isn't it spelled like S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R, something like that?
Shyler, yeah.
If I remember correct.
I think you're right.
From reading all of his articles?
Killer always seems to be the MVP of these things.
Yeah!
Good job, Killer.
What is the best meal that he's ever cooked for you guys? I mean, he's cooked dinner for us before, but I always go back to the fact that by 8:15 every single morning, there is a breakfast.
That's amazing.
Like a country breakfast that
I know.
You would kill and die for.
I'll tell you what, when we went to the draft, I don't know what it was about that bacon. I don't know if it was just specially from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin cow.
That was the best bacon I've ever had in my life.
Really?
And Killer made like a huge plate of it every day, and I probably
great.
Gnawed 3/4 of it myself.
What about eggs?
That's
is
so
it
much
different?
Bacon.
Like, is that different up there?
I
or they
don't know.
They have different pigs.
Are there swine larger yep. or like they're women?
Yep. They feed them Wisconsin cheese.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but my gosh.
All is it a thicker cut?
Yeah.
All three of us, as soon as you took the first bite, kind of looked at each other and went, okay, am I tripping or is this the best bacon I've ever had?
It was delicious.
It was delicious. Killer is the MVP.
Do your wives and or girlfriends ever complain about these trips or training camp trips or some of the fun, crazy stuff you guys get to do?
No. My wife gets so thrilled around July.
Well,
when I leave for training camp, she's like, okay, the kitchen is closed. I'm not doing anything. Sometimes she doesn't even come to a complete stop if she drops me off at the airport. She's throwing my suitcase out, yeah. kicks me out.
I think
she
the only thing with me
happy.
Is because we got married during the NFL draft and our 1-year anniversary.
You got
was,
married at the draft?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
Obviously didn't watch all the coverage.
Roger Goodell walks out.
He gets
out.
To make a pick, and then he's like, and by the way,
man
will
white.
You marry me?
Yeah, no. And so this year, when I told her, I was like, yeah, I have to do the draft this year. We're going to Green Bay. And she's like, when is it? And I was like, well, it's our anniversary weekend. She goes, well, you better be back. I was like, well, what if I'm not?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about this.
So we did. I did get back, obviously, on the day of our anniversary, because you have the same one, and we had dinner that night. I was like, you realize there are going to be years where I'm going to be gone on our anniversary.
Yeah.
It happens.
Like, who cares?
It's so overrated. I guess maybe like the first one,
though.
Yeah,
first one is, that's,
but I get what you're saying.
The,
like,
getting upset about one. We're 29 years in.
Let's calm it down or there will not be a second one.
Like,
there's no way you said that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Honey, I'll try to get out of it. I don't know what Cap was thinking. I'm so sorry.
We were always told as kids, or it was always explained like on TV shows and maybe from our parents. I don't know, but I always thought that, oh my God, men always forget their anniversary. That's the stereotypical thing.
Right.
And it's such a huge deal for ladies or whatever. And the older that I get, the more I realize that I forget it almost every year.
Do you?
And it's yes.
Man,
that's just something that I'll
been
never
the same.
Forget.
Yeah,
it's the same day every year.
I was always the one in my family. Like, I text my brother to remind him of our parents and our other brother's birthdays and stuff so that, because he'll forget. And like, he's known it for his whole life. He'll text me, he's like, hey, is mom's birthday tomorrow? I'm like, no, it's like 2 days from now. Oh, okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, and mine doesn't get mad at these. I think when the kids were small, it was but it's just the job, right? That's
yeah,
it.
No,
it's the job.
It's not like we're out here having fun.
No.
We're working.
Right.
I drink all this to work.
And that
honey.
is the worst part about it is that it's not a job where I'm going away for a couple of days and, you know, you do your work, whatever accounting job or whatever it is, they hear you.
Right. It's a little different.
They hear you.
And so you can't. You hear these fireworks and the confetti going off. You say, no, I didn't have a good time.
And
it was terrible.
Right. And but then they hear the recap of the night before.
I know.
Like,
I get the text.
What's your favorite?
I'm listening.
What
do you want
Corby.
Me to say?
Yes.
What is your favorite, Corby?
And, like, you're like, they'll ask, like, did you have fun last night? It's okay. It was okay. Like, it would go to California or whatever. That's fine. Yeah, whatever. And then there's four segments on the night. And it's like, man, you wouldn't believe this. La,
can't
la,
believe
la.
Who we saw at the bar. It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that you saw Robert De Niro last night.
What? I thought I did.
Yeah.
It's just okay. You know, the guys. I just wanted to go back to my room and they kind of talked me out of it. So that's the only reason I went.
Yeah. So you said last night was okay. And then I found out you were doing cocaine with you too. Well, I don't want
to. It's kind of just okay.
I don't even like their music that much. So what?
I didn't want to tell you every day. All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right,
that
there it
is. The Birdhouse. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Corby. Really
good
appreciate
stuff, Corby.
That.